Hi guys, I'm Marie.
And I'm Maddie.
And we are here recording Lost in the Woods. Welcome back.
Again. You know where you are.
You
clicked on this.
We don't need to tell you where you are.
I think it's...
You know.
Yeah. I would hope so. If you don't, you might want to seek medical help.
Well, actually, sometimes...
From a medical professional.
Sometimes I will be listening to something and my episode will end and then something completely different will just come on and I don't know what it is. But I have like an AirPod in and my phone's not even near me. And so sometimes I just listen to it. I don't know how long this episode is going to be because I was shocked at how little information I could find about this case. Which is so weird. How is there not more information? I don't understand. So we are talking about Christopher Tompkins, who is a 20-year-old man who went missing while on a job site and literally just vanished into thin air. Like, literally had coworkers next to him, and he just disappeared. So today we are talking about Christopher Tompkins, or Chris is what he went by, and he was born on December 28th of 1981, so pretty close to my age. And Chris would be raised in Columbus, which sits on the banks of the Chattahoochee River and is near the border of Alabama. So he's in Georgia by the Alabama border. Now, he found a job working for a surveying company in Columbus, and he seemed to enjoy the work. And his mother, Ann McKenzie, she actually babysat for his boss. So that's kind of how he got this job, is she babysat the boss's kids, and then her son ended up working as a surveyor for him when he turned 20. Now, on Friday, January 25 of 2002, Chris would kiss his mother goodbye and head off to work, and he still lived at home with his mom. And it would be about 8:10 when he arrived at work, where he would join another surveyor to drive to the job site. So he would transfer cars and head off to the job site, where he would be part of a four-man crew working in a wooded area in Ellerslie, a neighboring town in unincorporated Harris County. And this was about 25 minutes northeast, only 18 miles from where he lived. They would be surveying an area off of County Line Road near Warm Springs Road. And there was a barbed wire fence between the road and private property, and they would be surveying the public side of this fence. And it's kind of a busy road. Like, there's traffic on this road.
Okay.
They would work for a bit, and then they would take a lunch break before returning to work, where they were working on, like I said, a wide shoulder-type area. And him and his three coworkers would be walking in the same direction in a sort of line. And they were about 50 feet apart when Chris would simply vanish. So it was sometime after lunch, and one of the crew had looked over and seen Chris because they were in mid-conversation, like they were talking to each other. So he had seen Chris, looked over, continued a little further on, and then when Chris didn't respond to something, he looked back and Chris was gone. Okay? Initially, he thought maybe he went to use the bathroom. Like, that's kind of weird that he disappeared in the middle of our conversation, but he wasn't that concerned about it. But when he didn't return in a few minutes, they would backtrack to where they had last seen him, where they would find a couple of his tools, but there was no sign of Chris. He was gone. They would call out for him, but they would hear nothing in return.
So at 1 p.m., one of Chris's coworkers would phone his wife and tell her that Chris is missing, but no one would call his mom until like 4:15.
Right, and it's reported in most places that this coworker was actually Chris's boss that had called his wife. And that before 4:15, when they called his mom, they had already called the police at that point. But the police told them that they had to wait 24 hours before they could report him missing.
Of course, always.
Of course.
The dumbest rule on the planet. So his mom and other family members would head out, like, right away to look for him. So the family found one of his boots dangling on a barbed wire fence near where Chris had last been seen. They also found loose change on the ground, 12 cents to be exact.
Right. So Chris's family members, they are the ones that find his boot dangling on the barbed wire fence with some change on the ground nearby. A lot of people make a lot of the fact that his coworkers, who had searched supposedly for hours, did not find this boot dangling on the fence.
Do we know for sure that it's his boot? Or are we just assuming, or do they just believe that it might have been Chris's
boot? We're pretty sure it's his boot, yes. It's the same boot as the type he was wearing that day. So it'd be a really big coincidence if it wasn't his boot. And it's not far from where he was last seen.
So the official search started the following day, and searchers from the sheriff's department found one piece of blue cloth on barbed wire.
And this was near where the boot was found. And it is said in some reports that the family found the blue cloth, but in other reports that the police found the blue cloth. But either way, it matched the same material and color of the pants that Chris was wearing.
Okay, so then after this, nothing else would be found. And no clues would lead to what happened to Chris. And they did also bring in dogs and bloodhounds and, you know, all that jazz.
But no scent was picked up.
Yeah.
Now, his coworkers were questioned, and there was no indication that they had anything to do with Chris's disappearance. Law enforcement seemed to believe that Chris had left on his own accord, which, of course, his mother is very adamant that this did not happen. She said that he would never, never leave.
At the time of his disappearance, he was wearing a black shirt, blue Dickie work pants, a blue-gray plaid jacket with a gray hood, tan work boots, and a black skull cap. He was also wearing a black watch. So he is 5'7". He weighs about 125 pounds. He is black. He has brown hair. And his hair was braided at the time of his disappearance. And he also has brown eyes. On his right arm, he has an ice cream cone with Chris written in vertical letters on it. The ice cream part of the tattoo is the head of Joker wearing a hat.
Okay, so I can't find a picture of Chris's tattoo anywhere. So we don't have specific clarification on whether or not it's the Joker from the playing card or the Joker from Batman, because apparently I didn't even consider that. But that was Maddie's first thought.
That was where my brain went.
I mean, I don't know. If somebody knows, let us know. Okay. So we have the police saying they think that Chris just walked away. And I think part of that theory stems from nobody heard him scream. Nobody saw him go anywhere. Like, he's just gone, right? Where his family is convinced that foul play is happening here. Now, Chris's boss does say that Chris had been acting strangely in the days leading up to his disappearance. But his mother would say, Chris lived with me and I saw him every day. There was neither strange behavior on his part nor any distress. So she's saying this isn't true. And nowhere could I find anywhere where his boss specifically said what he had done to gain the description of behaving oddly. Like, there seems to be nothing to actually back that up, if that makes sense. Now, in July of 2002, so 5 months after Chris disappears, a farmer was out walking along his property when he found a single boot. And this was in a marshy area of his property, which was less than a mile from where Chris went missing. And it is identified as Chris's other boot. So basically, Chris disappeared and left both of his boots behind.
Interesting.
Are you seeing how this doesn't make sense?
In 2009, a hunter found a human skull and some bones in Harris County near the Pine Mountain exit on Interstate 185. All day, investigators and volunteer firefighters from across the area continued to search in an attempt to find more remains. The special agent in charge, which would be Rodney Wall, with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, said, "We're concentrating on the area right there around the remains and we're expanding out from here, so it's a large wooded area. We did find additional portions of the remains this morning. It was a pelvic bone. They're continuing the search at this time for additional remains.
And investigators believe that the remains have been there for at least a year. So we're in 2009, which is quite a few years after the disappearance of Chris. But he's not the only potential that police are looking at for these bones. So there's also Pamela Hickson, who disappeared from her Talbot County home 3 years before the remains were found. And then we have Alton Moss from Meriwether County, who was last seen in 2005. So he's a few years missing as well. But we do end up finding out that they don't belong to Chris. But you know what I couldn't find?
Who they belong to.
Who they actually belong to. Like, I don't know what Georgia is doing with their news, but, like, it's really difficult to find any information on this. So, basically, that is all of the information we have on this case. That's it. You can find about 100 articles that all basically say almost exactly the same thing with small, tiny variations, like who found the first boot, who found the cloth, things like that. But basically, they all say the exact same thing. So, a couple things that really bother me. Why were his shoes removed?
Well, we've seen in, this is not our first case where clothing were removed, so it seems like in a psychotic break, which is what I assume happened in the last case, which I'm not even saying that happened here.
In the last case?
The last case, the last case we did that had a psychotic break.
Okay, yeah.
Is what I mean.
Terrence Woods, was it that one?
The guy that stripped all his clothes in the middle of the desert?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Who had the one arm?
Yeah, yeah, yes. That was Terrence Woods, yeah.
I can never remember names. I can't remember names. I mean, right, no disrespect to anybody, but I cannot remember names.
Fine. But we also know that Terrence was experiencing some symptoms.
But his boss did report that he was having incidents, which I know his mom says he doesn't, but you know how the moms are.
I know. You're right. You're not wrong. But then we also have the last case that we did with Mike Williams. It was Williams. Where his mom said he did not take off. He did not drown in that lake. Something happened to him. And she ended up being right. Okay, so if we go with the foul play theory, right? His mom believes foul play. So let's talk about that for a second, right? I find this theory a little hard to believe only because there are three other workers at this site. And I feel like it would be really hard for one to have this secret, let alone three.
So I'm going to say it's probably not his coworkers, since his coworkers called the police pretty quickly and they called his wife. I mean, I don't think it's a red flag that they didn't call his mom. They didn't call his wife.
He called his own wife. The co-worker called his wife. So the owner, we think it was the owner of the company, called his wife and said, hey, we can't find one of our guys.
Okay, well, that is not at all how I interpreted reading that at all.
Okay, yeah.
Not even a little bit.
It was the co-worker that called his own wife and said, hey. And maybe it was to get advice. Like, hey, Chris went missing. Like, what should we do? Like, he called his own wife.
How fast did they call the police?
We don't have a timestamp anywhere for when they actually called the police, but we know it was before they called the mom at 4:45 or 4:15.
Okay, then his coworkers killed him.
Okay. Either way, police do not believe that the coworkers had anything to do with Chris's disappearance. They were questioned. Police seemed to believe them. They had no reason not to.
I think it's weird that we don't know what time they called the police.
We don't know anything in this case, though. That's not because weird. Of the coworkers, though. That doesn't make them more suspicious. That makes the reporting of this case more suspicious.
Yeah, which means the police probably covered it up.
And now the police are helping them cover it up. All three of them. Secrets and lies. Covering it up. Calm down.
What do you want from me? You don't like my input. I don't know what you want from me.
I want your input without it being, that's what happened on every single theory.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Why do you not like the way I present this?
I don't know, because you're, like, coming to your conclusion with, like, zero evidence and without even knowing all the things. I don't want you to be on my jury. Like,
now, one of the reasons that police find the foul play theory is that nobody hears him scream, right? None of the coworkers hear anything, unless we're going with the theory that the coworkers are involved. All three of them, or maybe just one that had a gun and threatened him. I don't know. It's either all or none for me in that situation.
Why was he living with his mom? What are his finances like?
Well, he's only 20. It sounds like this is his first, like, serious job. He doesn't have, like, any financial distress. He's just, like, that's the thing is we don't have a lot of information in this case, which I think is so weird. Now, one theory that could we float out this, like, something happened, like some sort of accident on the job site, some sort of drug overdose or something, and then the coworkers covered it up. I don't know about that. One of his coworkers does get a lawyer pretty much right away and stops cooperating with police pretty quickly.
Seems really guilty.
And another one of his coworkers does later go to prison for an unrelated violent crime. Now, this town that they're in is super, super small. So could there have been somebody from the town or somebody that lived on that private property maybe or something where something happened? Another theory out there is supernatural. And this one actually is very, very popular. I think part of what makes this theory popular is that he seems to vanish into thin air. His boots are left behind. There's change left behind, which to some suggests that he was either picked up or like dragged or something, right? So supernatural is out there as a theory. That could include Bigfoot, aliens, whatever. Him stepping into another dimension is also thrown out there a lot. The other theory is that Chris took off to start a new life. Maybe he planted the boots in the fabric himself, dumped his change on the ground, and walked away from his life. I think for that to be the case, there would have to be something going on in his life or something that he would be running away from, which I found no indication of. His mom says, "I truly believe in my heart that my son is no longer alive. However, I need closure. I need to know what happened that day and where my son's body is." So, could Chris have taken off? What do you think about that theory?
No, not on purpose, at least.
So you think if he did take off, it would have to be like a mental break of some sort?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've seen with cases before, a psychotic break doesn't necessarily even make sense.
Right, yeah.
No, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to make sense. They seem like they disappear off the face of the planet. Like the guy that ran away from a busy-ass airport and was literally never seen again. No one knows where he went.
And he ran into the woods.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that this happens. He's in the right age range for something like this to happen. It's just weird that he managed to make it away from, like, let me show you the road.
So what if...
Away from his coworkers without setting off alarms, without anybody hearing him... Got himself stuck on a fence.
And where were the other two coworkers?
They were just all along the side of this road.
He just happened to be in the very back of the pack?
No, they made it sound like they were all like just lined up along this road working on stuff. This is the barbed wire fence where his boot was found.
So what if he just stepped off to pee and then something scared him or he like fell and hit his head? And that's what caused his psychotic break because we know that that's what happens.
That
so
can happen, yeah.
Maybe that caused him to run.
The problem that I have with that theory is, like, he's not calling out for help or anything like that. Like, if something happened and he decides to run for his life, gets stuck on this barbed wire fence, and then what, runs another mile before his other shoe comes off?
Yeah.
That's a long way to run with one shoe.
If you're in a psychotic break and you're scared for your life?
Yeah, I mean, somehow I feel like that's, like, the most likely scenario, which still just doesn't make sense. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. What if, like, schizophrenia, like, he's in that age. At the end of it for guys, but, like, he's still in that age range to develop schizophrenia, which...
Yeah, I wish that we had more actual information on him because his mom says absolutely nothing was going on with him. His boss says he was acting strangely. I would like to hear from more people. And then nothing. He hasn't touched any of his accounts. Nobody's seen or heard from him. Like, it's been what? More than 20 years? And he's never been seen from or heard from?
2 decades?
That's a long time.
Yeah.
You know
what? And I mean, he
could. You know what I think? I think he's out in those woods somewhere. But what I don't understand is what caused him to go into the woods. Well, I mean,
I'm going to guess that he stepped off the trail to use the bathroom.
Possibly.
And then he either, like, fell and hit his head or something, which caused the psychotic break. Or he was already on his way to the psychotic break.
Yeah.
And he was using the bathroom out in the woods and got spooked by something and just fucking ran. Because, I mean, we know how far children alone can end up when they're running and they're scared. Well,
and it doesn't sound like police really looked hard.
No, because it's a 20-year-old that just, he's missing, you know, like no one takes that fucking serious.
So we have that theory and we have the co-workers did something theory, which seem to be the two most likely to me.
I mean, it could be that the
aliens.
Co-workers could have hit him with a car on accident, dumped his body.
Not only that, but police have never released their names. Like, we don't even know the names maybe of his co-workers. Well,
maybe
that's
why. Maybe. I feel like it's possible.
I mean, I think the police just did a shit job. Like, I don't think with whatever theory happened, they never really got to the bottom of it. But I just don't see 3 grown-ass men, some of who have families and kids, like, covering something like this up.
Well, maybe they were trying to pull a prank on him and they accidentally killed him.
I feel like they would fess up to that.
And what if the guy that got a lawyer, maybe someone had like a warrant out or something like that?
I mean, I don't know. Gotten
involved or...
I find the coworker theory hard to... Which is the one that a lot of people harp on as like what they think happened. But I just find that theory really hard to swallow. I don't fucking know, man. I just like... I find it hard to believe that the co-workers are responsible.
And the boss called his wife? It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. They know his mom. Yeah, for me, it's hard to come up with any kind of actual theory on this because we don't have enough information. There's so little information. And how is this all the information we have? I don't understand. But this didn't happen during social media time either. Like, there's not really a lot of social media in 2002.
Which is true. But still,
still
there's not a whole lot of coverage or anything on it, so.
Just a lot less than other cases that we've covered. But this one has even less than that.
Yeah, but, you know.
But, yeah, so that is the case of Christopher Tompkins. If you have heard more information about this case, let us know. Because I scoured the internet looking for information. I mean, I went down Reddit holes. I went down, like, web sleuths. I went down, like, everywhere that I could find trying to get more information on this case. And it's just the same information regurgitated over and over and over again.
Were all his coworkers white?
I don't know.
We don't even know their names, so.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Well, because then I'm wondering
I mean, we are in Georgia.
Yeah, so I'm wondering maybe if the coworker... It would make even more sense if the coworkers killed him if they were all white. Like, maybe it was a racially thing? Like, a racially motivated thing?
Could be, and he's like... His mom, like, knows the boss. So he got the job that way. Yeah. Maybe they think he's getting special treatment.
Yeah, so, like, the 2 other coworkers killed him off?
So Madison, it sounds like, is more on the foul play theory. I'm a little more on the psychotic break theory.
But, I mean, I guess it could also be supernatural. I mean, you can never run out the supernatural thing.
You can never rule that out, for sure.
No, he could have been snatched by, you know, Slenderman or something.
True. True story. Let us know what you guys think.
I don't know. I was going to try to think of another one that could have caught him, but...
Let us know what you guys think. We also have some Patreons, and we did get down to the island chick finds. She finds vintage things, by the way. She sent us a message on Instagram.
Mm.
All right. We want to thank our Patreons. We literally couldn't do this without you guys. You are amazing. We have some new ones today. We have Susan Clevenshire. Hi, Susan. Welcome to Patreon. We also have Britta Jacob. Hi, Britta.
We have Miranda.
Hi, Miranda.
We also have Derek.
Hi, Derek. Welcome to Patreon.
We got Catherine A. Ryan.
Catherine?
Catherine?
I don't know. I would say Catherine. What did you say?
Catherine.
Catherine. So we have Catherine or Catherine A. Ryan. Welcome to Patreon. Either way that your name is pronounced.
It's like, I don't know.
We have Carissa Gobbin Kitchens. Welcome to Patreon. She's actually a friend of mine. And then we have Taylor Warren. Hi, Taylor. Welcome to Patreon. Thank you, everybody who has supported us on Patreon. We really appreciate you guys. If you want to support us, come check us out there. We have lots of hiking stuff. We have lots of other things. We do a special Patreon episode every month that's just regular true crime. And we really appreciate you guys. So come and check it out. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Come and visit us on social media, and we will talk to you guys all soon. Bye, guys.
Adios.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Potted the cactus yesterday, and now I keep finding little cactus.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I did some cactus repotting a couple weeks ago.
Bro, how do you... I fucking hate repotting the cactus.
And first off, I put the pot... I have, like, all my pots for the cactuses are just, like, the raw terracotta pots. Like, they don't have any glaze or anything on them. And I put it on the counter, and I repotted stuff. And then, like, I cleaned off the counter, and then I noticed these, like, giant scratch marks in the counter in the shape of my pot. And I was like, oh fuck. I'm like, that's a really big scratch in the counter. Like, it's like, you can see it. It's like scratched through like the everything. And so I was like, I'll just wipe it down really good. And then like later that day, Shed was like, what the fuck happened to the counter? And I was like, I don't know. That's weird.
Just gaslight.
And then, I had like 5 cactus slivers. And I was like, this is karma.
Dude, yeah, I have one. I just found one.
Do you not wear gloves, though?
I don't have gloves.
Oh, so after that incident, I started wearing my gardening gloves when I touch or interact with the cactuses. Because even if I'm careful, they are fucking vicious.
Mm-hmm. Especially this one that we have, which I've been saving because it got left at the last place that Hayden was living. And it not got knocked over, and someone repotted it, but they actually just buried half of the cactus underneath the dirt.
I noticed when I repot a lot of them, there's, like, part of the cactus is, like, buried, and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, so that's what's happened to this cactus. So I had to, like, cut a bunch of it off and, like, repot it, and I did plant some of, like, the cactus that it was growing onto underneath the dirt, mm-hmm. and a lot of that was buried initially that I let out has died. So I've been having to just like rebury the stuff that it's like growing off of. I'm hoping that it'll use it as like kind of fertilizer, its own dead self. I guess
cactuses are probably good for you to have because the cats won't destroy them, right?
Yes, actually. But they're all covered in cat fur, actually.
Oh, from that. So the ones on my windowsill in my office, they will get like black cat hair on them. And I'm like, how did he even get up here?
Yeah, it's goose hair. It's goose messing with the cactuses. I don't know.
Maybe he likes to rub on them.
I also watched Maverick faceplant into one of the cactuses. Ooh. He didn't hurt himself. I checked his nose and everything. Because he ran into one that has, like, bigger spines on it. Mm. It's not, like, one of the ones with all the little spines. It has, like, bigger. It's, like, round. It has a lot of really big spines on it.
Yeah. I will say that my plant survival rate has significantly increased since you left.
Yeah. My cats are evil. They kill everything.
Yeah. Well, and one goose was fucking peeing in the plants.
Yeah, that is a very common problem for people who
really
have cats and plants.
Why are they peeing in the plants?
It feels more like nature. They want to like pee in the plants because that's basically where they would pee in outside, you know, like, I mean, Goose used to run around and just pee in all the places that Mystic would pee in outside. He would just follow him around and go to the bathroom where he went to the bathroom outside. That's true. So.
We have the neighbor's chickens won't stay out of our bamboo. So, like, I'll randomly, like, post videos on my story of, like, the chickens playing in the bamboo and digging around in there and stuff. And people are like, oh, you got chickens. And I'm like, no, I fucking didn't.
Yeah, they're my neighbor's
Don't chickens. Accuse me of having chickens. But as soon as I post something, all of a sudden, I'll see the neighbor, like, running across the yard trying to, like, get the chickens out of the bamboo. And I'm
Why doesn't she just let her chickens be in the bamboo?
Well, that, I was like, I don't fucking care if they're in the yard. But she, every time that they're, like, in the yard, she, like, gets worried about it. Like, she's worried that I'm going to be mad about it. So she'll, like, come and, like, try to chase them out.
Nah, dude, tell her we've literally had chickens in our...
I did. I told her that we had chickens. The last neighbor's chickens would be in our yard. But they really, really like the bamboo.
Yeah, the other ones did, too. It's all the bugs.
Yeah.
So there is new news since you're looking this up right now. I'll start this conversation and I don't know.
Okay.
If we want to continue it later or whatever. I have a video. I have a video to show you. So there's been this. Sorry. I keep touching my slivers on my hand right now and I'm going to freak out.
I'll dig them out for you in a little bit.
Hold on. So, you know, it's really expensive to hike Mount Everest, right? Yeah. So only the rich basically get to climb Mount Everest.
Yeah. It's really, like, it's really expensive.
So. And since it's so expensive and you know, it's...
Isn't the permit alone like $10,000?
It's something fucking insane.
Yeah.
And what's happening is that there's this garbage problem that is collecting on Everest because all these rich people are leaving behind their garbage at base camps because they don't want to carry it to the top. There's like massive amounts of garbage.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So there's...
It's like the fuckers who leave their dog shit on the trails and they say they're going to pick it up on their way back, but they never do. Yes.
Mount Everest garbage.
So are they letting people hike it for free and collect trash?
So it's not for free. You don't get to hike it for free. But look at this. This is what the base camps look like. Isn't that disgusting?
What?
Look it up right now. Look up
the
what
fuck
look
is
just
wrong
look up
with
trash
people?
Mount Everest. This is like what it looks like at the top of Mount Everest. Those are garbage bags.
Oh my
god. That's not fucking snow. Those are garbage bags.
Holy crap. Okay, so what are they doing?
So
then?
Basically, I think it's like 5,000 or 50 grand or something. I think it's 5 grand. It's 5 or 50 grand. I can't remember which one it is. But either way, it's really cheap for Mount Everest. If you hike it, you have to put down that deposit. And then if you bring back a certain amount of garbage down, you get your deposit back.
Fuck yeah. I want to do that.
So, but here's what this is causing is that this is causing a lot of inexperienced people who don't even have the money to get the things that you need to hike Mount Everest. So there's an extensive amount of people dying.
So now are there a bunch of extra bodies on Everest?
Yes. Shit. Look at this video I'm about to show you. So, and these rich people, people are deciding to do this and then they're just not taking garbage back down and just losing their deposit.
Yeah.
Because basically you get your deposit back if you bring back the garbage.
Right.
But they're just not bringing back their garbage. But look at this. That's somebody's dead body sliding down the mountain. Just wait. There's another one, actually.
Oh, my God. Are those people actually dead?
Yes. Yeah, that's a dead body sliding down Mount Everest. And this is the death zone, so you can't go off trail. Like, you know, you can't do anything about a dead body, but people are like, So it's causing a whole bunch of people to be dying on Everest even more than people were already dying.
Shit. Yeah, you really shouldn't be doing Everest without, like, a guide. Okay, so that's just normal to put creepy shit as the head of an ice cream cone?
I guess. I don't know. Any tattoo artist answer it? Because, like...
I'm intrigued. Like, I'm kind of interested. I feel like I need an ice cream cone with something weird coming out of it.
Yeah. Okay,
our first matching tattoos? Some sort of ice cream cone with something weird coming out of it?
Yeah, no, I'm down.
Okay.
Yeah, that's funny. So it's like the Joker's head is the ice cream.
Yeah. When Andy's got his hat, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I do too.
Wearing a hat, what hat is Joker wearing?
Doesn't he have the hat that has, like, the things on it? Like,
the
clown hat?
Oh, is it, like, a Joker? Like, a jester Joker? Or is it, like, Joker, like, Batman Joker?
I don't know. I was picturing like a gesture hat, like Joker.
Like the card.
Like
Joker?
On the card.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what you see on the card, on like the a playing card. That's what I was picturing. But it could be Joker from Batman, I guess. I feel like that's weirder, though. I don't know.
Which one's weirder?
Batman's definitely weirder, I think.
You think that Batman Joker is weirder than, like, the Joker that comes on your cards?
No, I don't know. I like that Joker for some reason. I feel like that I would tattoo that on myself, but I wouldn't tattoo Joker from Batman on me.
Do they have a photo? Does anyone have a photo of his tattoo? Is it anywhere?
Ooh, it might be on the missing poster.
Have you actually seen, like, one of, like, not the, the Joker, the newer Joker movie?
No.
It's actually really good. I hadn't seen it. I don't know when it came out.
I do need a good movie every now and then to watch because I feel like I never have anything to watch. And I rarely sit down to watch something, but when I do sit down to watch something, I spend so much time trying to find something to watch that I end up watching nothing.
Well, you should watch that Joker movie. But if you don't like my laughing when I get upset, then you probably shouldn't watch it because that's like his whole thing is that he laughs uncontrollably.
No, I'm out. I can't watch that. So if you guys don't know this about Maddie, when she gets upset, like emotionally upset, she starts laughing. And I'm not talking about, so like, She's starting to do it right now. So, like, when I see somebody get hurt, like, somebody falls down a flight of stairs, I laugh. And there are people in my life that don't like that about me. And I'm starting to understand why. Because
we will be in the midst of, like, a heated argument, and I will just...
She starts, like, uncontrollably laughing. And I'm like... What the fuck are you doing? Can you stop? You are making me so uncomfortable right now. And she's like, she'll be like bawling and laughing. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, I'm like, I am concerned about your mental health right now. And she like can't stop herself from laughing. And I'm like, are you punishing me for something? Because this makes me so fucking uncomfortable. It's like people who cry kind of make me uncomfortable already. But then you add crying and fucking laughing at the same time. And I don't know what to do with myself.
Dude, talking about it's making me do the laugh.
I can't stop. I feel like...
It's like a deep, really deep, like, airy laugh. Like, it's...
It's like she's having trouble breathing. Like, I can't fucking handle it. It literally makes me just, like...
Yeah,
Does anybody else laugh?
It makes people really upset. It really upsets people.
Okay, actually, it makes me upset too, but probably not in the same way. Like, people probably get upset because they think that you're like laughing at them or like laughing at, I don't know. Like, I know the first couple times that I really noticed that you were doing it, I was like, what the fuck are you laughing at? Because I'm like worked up and upset about something. You're like worked up and upset about something. And then all of a sudden you're uncontrollably laughing. And I'm like, what happened? What is, you guys, I literally can't.
It's when I get up, when I get really upset and then I go like nonverbal where like I can't get my words out.
It's like, you know, when people black out, it's like that. Like,
it's like
people get so worked up that they fucking black out. That's what Madison's doing.
Except
she's
I'm just laughing out. I just start laughing.
But she might as well be blacking out. Like, that's like how I feel about it. Like,
I think it's hilarious. And then it makes me laugh more because people get uncomfortable and angry at it. And then I start to laugh more because then I find that funny because I can't control that I'm laughing. I'm just laughing. And then I start to like actually laugh. And then it's
so, no, there's something wrong. Can somebody, like, we might need a psychiatrist. Can somebody send one our way, please?
I don't know. I'm a fucked up person. I'm like you. I'm fucked up. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think it's funny when people get hurt. I don't know what's wrong with me. So I laughed.
Well,
and then
you've heard the movie theater story, right? Like, somebody almost dumped me one time because I was on a date in a movie theater.
Yes.
And the guy went running down because the house lights came on. And he just, like, at the top, like, a couple steps down, like, lost his footing and just, like, fucking rolled all the way to, like, I mean, like, head over, like, whatever, head over heels, whatever they call it, like, and then he got to the bottom and he jumped up and he said, I'm okay, and then he limped out of the movie theater and it was ruined. The whole movie was ruined for me. I couldn't stop laughing. And then the person I was with, I don't remember who I was with at the time, but they were like, what is wrong with you? It's not funny. And I, like, could not stop myself from laughing. And then, like, we get in the car, we go on with our evening or whatever, and, like, randomly I would just, like, start laughing because I would think about it. And they're like, there is something wrong with you.